Father McNeil called me about 40 minutes ago and said he wasn't feeling well. He has flu-like symptoms. So I discovered over the years that the length of the homily is inversely proportional to the amount of time you spent on preparing it. But I do have a few good words that fit very nicely. On stewardship fits perfectly for this Sunday, talking about talents and using them and developing them. Because today's readings challenge us not to live for the here and now, but really to live with eternity in mind. It's an obvious thing. Everything we do is with eternity in mind, or at least it should be, because that's why God made us, to be with Him forever in heaven. And so we're reminded, especially at this time of the year, we always get these reminders in the scriptures that one day when we die, we will have to give an account of ourselves before God, an account for the gifts that God has given us, our physical, intellectual, material gifts, as well as the gift of time itself, what we did with our time here on earth. And so we examine our lives constantly when we live a stewardship way of life to see if we are making the best use of our gifts and the time that we've been given to use them. And Jesus illustrates the kingdom-oriented way of living in this gospel passage with the three servants and the talents and the wealthy man. The wealthy man is about to go on a journey, but before he leaves, he calls his three servants to entrust his possessions to them. And this should sound familiar, because as Christian stewards, we know that all the gifts that we have been given to us by God. They have been given to us. And they're the possessions of God, really, of our Heavenly Father, who's entrusted them to us as stewards of His gifts. In fact, the definition of who is a Christian steward from the bishop's document, Stewardship, a Disciple's Response, is a steward is one who receives God's gifts gratefully, cherishes and tends them in a responsible manner, in a responsible and accountable manner, shares them in justice and love with others, and returns them with increase to the Lord. And that's exactly what we find in this parable, isn't it? The master gives each of his servants a portion of his income, of his money, this talents they call it. I think a talent was 1 year's wages at that time. And he gives them what they can handle, you know, commensurate with their ability to do something with the gifts that he's given them. The first two prove to be good and faithful servants and return with increase what they have been given. The third one doesn't do that, though. He hides his master's talent and he buries it in the ground because he was afraid that the master would be upset with him if he lost it, I guess, or didn't make good investments. So he missed a great opportunity, didn't he? It was tragic for him. He didn't understand his master at all. He failed to see what a privilege it was to be given that opportunity to have stewardship over those gifts. But he squandered that opportunity. The master wanted to give all of his servants the joy and satisfaction of helping him grow his kingdom, just as that's what God does for us. We have the privilege of advancing His kingdom, of furthering His kingdom by the use of our gifts and talents. And so that is why we embrace a stewardship way of life, using all the gifts entrusted to us, our 1,440 minutes we have every day, the talents, the unique talents that God has given us. And when you put all of our parishioners together, we can do just about anything with all of those gifted people that we have, all of you and the various talents you have. And also recognizing that our financial resources that we have, that those too are something that we practice stewardship over through our time and talent and treasure. And we practice them and develop them, return them with increase so that one day we, hopefully too, will hear those words from our Heavenly Father, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, Share your master's joy.